You know, some days you just can't decide whether to put a jacket on or not. I mean, I know we all have big decisions to make in life. Many of them much bigger than that. But it's one of those days where you can't decide whether to put a jacket on or not. I'm in Shrewsbury. I'm off to sit on a bench on Wild Cop. I've just parked in St. Julian's Friars car park. And one minute the sun's out and it's really quite warm. Next minute it clouds over, there's a bit of a brisk breeze. I'm trying to second guess what it's going to be like sitting on the bench that I'm going to be sitting on this afternoon, which is outside the Lion Hotel on Wild Cop. I've already made one executive decision, which is not to bother bringing an umbrella, on the basis that if it rains, there's probably going to be something I can duck under. So I'm walking along St. Julian's Friars. There's quite a lot of new building going along here. And there's some long since shut red brick public toilet block. Of course, as soon as I stop talking about it being grey and miserable, the sun comes out. A restaurant and bar on the right hand side as I come up to the rather tricky junction of Wild Cop and Town Walls and St. Julian's Friars. And this building on the left hand side, it apparently, I wonder if anyone can tell me, it's called Century House. And this building here, that building either used to be a cinema, or it's on the site of a cinema. Looking at it, I think it's on the site of a cinema. Corner of St. Julian Friars, Beaches Lane rather than Town Walls and Wild Cop. I think, but it has, it's got this kind of round, round turrety front to it. See, that's what happens. Doing a bit of commentary, you stand on a narrow street corner and you get in someone's way. So, walking up Wild Cop now. Last time I sat here, I was a steady stream of shopkeepers, or people with businesses on Wild Cop, came over to talk to me, one of whom said that on or around this street there are more than 90 different businesses. And, you know, just kind of doing the sums, I think they could be right. If you count the ones that are upstairs and ones that appear to have two businesses behind the one door, etc., down various passages like this one. I've just come down this little passage. It's got a handwritten sign telling you it's called Mitten Passage. I wonder if it's... I don't think this is public right of... No, the light's just come on. This is between 68 and 67 Wild Cop. Wow, look. If you pick your way around the back here. There's a little warren of ancient buildings around the back, including the old schoolhouse. I'm no more than 30 feet from the footpath on Wild Cop. And I never knew it was here. There's a Georgian door case here. Old stained glass in the window. It's amazing, and most of the building is half timbered and looked very, very old indeed. And then, seats later, you're back on Wild Cop. It's just one of the many reasons Shrewsbury is such a lovely place to hang out, because you can find things like that.